It's time for the truth. I'd like to invite you, my friend, to study the Word of God today, to come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus. Oh, it's a sweet time, an opportunity that we have to praise and honor the precious name of Jesus. I'd like for you this morning to turn to the book of Jonah. We have been there now for several weeks. I know it's a little book, but oh, it's packed full. And so I'd like for you to look at the book of Jonah with me and study it. Please get your Bible out and turn to the book of Jonah. We're going to be reading again, and I know we've read it for several weeks, but we just need to continue to do so, where we just meet once a week. It's very important that we read through these scripture verses, and we're going to read down through verse 12 once again, Jonah chapter 1, verses 1 through 12. While you're looking that up in your Bible, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church in Hamilton, Illinois. We're located 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. I'd like to invite you to church. We have Bible studies and opportunities of worship. We begin with Sunday school at 9:30 on Sunday morning. At 10:35 we have a church service, and then at 7 o'clock on Sunday night we have Bible study. Return back at 1 o'clock, the ladies do, on Tuesday afternoon for a ladies' Bible study. Back here on Wednesday night at 7 o'clock to study, and then Wednesday night we're studying through the scripture, and we're in the book of Numbers right now, and we're just turning away from the promised land and going into the 40 years journey in the wilderness. And so boy, if you maybe your church has a Sunday morning and Sunday night, or just Sunday morning service, and you'd like to have a further Bible study, oh, please come and join us. It's so important that we do come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus. And you know, as we speak many times, we need to be in church. Hebrews 10:25 tells us not to forsake the assembling. And so I hope that you have a church home. I hope that church home preaches the gospel, tells folks how to be saved, and I hope that your preacher stands for the truth, the Word of God, and I praise the Lord for it. If they don't, or if you don't have a church home, please search one out. There are many good churches in the area that preach the gospel. Don't be satisfied with one that does not. Don't pay attention to what's on the church door. Pay attention to what the Word of God says, and if the Word of God proclaims that the truth, then you have found a church that stands upon the truth, the Word of God, and will have the power of God there, and folks will be saved. And if you have not come to know the Lord Jesus, why, please listen today as we continue to give the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection out so clearly that you'll know how to be saved, know how to come to Jesus and meet Him at the cross. This sweet message here that we have in Jonah excites us so. But please, as we study the Word of God many times through the week, and so listen now as we read through these precious verses of Scripture this morning. Jonah chapter 1, beginning to read with verse 1. Now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the son of Amittai, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness has come up before me. Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord, and went down to Joppa, and he found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare, and went down into it to go with them into Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. But the Lord sent out a great wind into the sea, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was in danger of being broken. Then the mariners were afraid, and cried every man unto his God, and cast forth their wares that were in the ship into the sea, to lighten it of them. But Jonah was gone down into the sides of the ship, and he lay, and was fast asleep. So the shipmaster came unto him, and said unto him, What meanest thou, O sleeper? Arise, call upon thy God, if so be that God will think upon us, that we perish not. And they said every one to his fellow, Come, let us cast lots, that we may know for whose cause this evil is upon us. So they cast lots, and the lot fell upon Jonah. Then said they unto him, Tell us, we pray thee, for whose cause this evil is upon us. What is thine occupation? From where comest thou? What is thy country? And of what people art thou? He said to them, I am a Hebrew. I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, who hath made the sea and the dry land. Then were the men exceedingly afraid, and said unto him, Why hast thou done this? For the man knew that he fled from the presence of the Lord, because he told them. Then said they unto him, What shall we do for thee, that the sea may be calm for us, unto us? For the sea raged with tempest. And he said unto them, Take me up, and cast me forth into the sea, so that the sea may be calm for you. For I know that for my sake this great tempest is upon you. Let's go to the Lord now in prayer before we begin the sweet study of the precious word this morning. Father, I thank you that we can come together and enjoy your power and enjoy your presence. It's a glorious time that we have each time, and it's a time that as I can come into the Word of God and study the Word of God, it's a time of rest. And we will find that the precious Word brings us rest in such a busy world, a world that just seems to catch ourselves running in circles many times. But if we'll take time to go into the precious Word and just listen to you, have that calm, that quiet time, that we will receive our power and our strength from you. And Father, we know that we can do that if we are a child of God. If we've come to know you as our Savior, we have realized and recognized that you're the Messiah of the world, and yet there is a decision for each and every individual to make. And that is by faith to come to you, Jesus, to trust by faith in you and be saved. And we can do that upon being called, studying the Word, opening the Word, and that Word will tell us, whosoever confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, shall be saved. Oh, what a beautiful invitation that we have. Please that we come to Jesus. Please, Father, that you draw us closer to you, that we may be saved, and then also that we may serve you and walk after you and have that calm and a peace in such a stormy world. Now, Father, please lead us as we study your precious Word this day, and I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, it is a wonderful time to come together. It's always an exciting time, and when I say that I have a peace, you know, a lot of people, they'll use an excuse that I've been studying teaching Sunday school for 2 years now, or for 3 years, or for 5 years. It's time that I quit. Oh, you can move on to a different class. You can move on to a different part of the ministry if you like. It's not that you have to stay in the same place forever. But I promise you that if you're studying the precious Word and if you're truly saved, that it will not be a burden to you. It will be a joy to you. It will not slow you down and bog you down. It'll pick you up and lift you up and give you a peace and a joy and excitement that you just can't match. I love studying the precious Word, and I'm very busy. But I tell you what, when I just take a few minutes and sit down and open that precious Word, the busyness of the world, my heart slows down, and I can have such a joyful time with the Lord Jesus and His precious Word, even no matter how busy my day might be. And He'll do the same thing for you if you come to Him, if you trust in Him as your Lord and Savior. Please today meet Jesus at the cross. I don't care where you go to church or if you don't go to church right now, because right now the important thing is, what are you going to do about Jesus? And so please, you know, I always end the program with that statement. Well, I'm going to give you something to think about through the whole program today. I ask that you'll just think about what Jesus means to you. And please today come to Him, meet Him at the cross. That sweet gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. Oh, we've been through verse 1. We've been through the word Jonah, the name Jonah. We've been through the word Amittai. We have talked about Nineveh and the distance that it is away. We've talked about the call that he was supposed to do. We've talked about a few weeks ago, and I don't ever want you to forget, that the sweet picture we have in the book of Jonah. But there is one statement that we need to look at and not to miss, and that is in Jonah chapter 1, verse 17. Now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights. You know, that's something that we need to be excited about. Now you can ask why, if this is the first week that you've tuned in, why would we need to be excited about that? Well, if you go to chapter 11 of Luke, and if you would go to the 29th verse, we'll find there that it says, "And when the people were gathered thick together, he began to say, This is an evil generation. They seek a sign. There shall no sign be given it, but the sign of Jonah the prophet." You see, they had the Old Testament. They did not have the New, but they had the Old Testament. There was a sign given of Jonah of the 3 days and three nights. "For as Jonah was a sign unto the Ninevites, so shall also the Son of Man be to this generation." And then it comes down to verse 32. "The men of Nineveh shall rise up in judgment with this generation, and shall condemn it, for they repented at the preaching of Jonah. And behold, a greater than Jonah is here." Do you recognize what that's saying? Jonah was called to go, and we have the word in verse 2, arise, in Jonah chapter 1, verse 2, arise, go to Nineveh. He was told to go. He was told to preach against that city. Now, if you'll look in the Jonah, if you know the story at all, you realize that Jonah didn't go right away. he kind of stayed back. He didn't listen very carefully. Oh, isn't that something that we need to be reminded of? Because sometimes our hearing is terrible. We do not listen to the Word of God, the will of God, and we turn and do what our eyes tell us to do, not what our ears tell us to do. And we need to listen to our ears, listen to what is said, and let it touch our hearts and change our hearts to do the will of God and not our own will. Well, we know in Jonah chapter 3, verse 4, Jonah began to enter into the city a day's journey, cried against it, saying, "Yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown." That was what Jonah was to take to the city of Nineveh, a very, very wicked city. We've talked about many times that Jonah is a Jew, and Nineveh was Gentiles. They did not like each other. They hated each other. And so for the call for a preacher to go proclaim the message there, if Jonah hated them, how could a prophet of God hate anyone? Aren't the prophets of God and the preachers of God, aren't they supposed to have such great love in their heart? Well, you know, sometimes we look at people and we'll place judgment upon them, and we shouldn't. We need to realize that everyone needs to hear the Word of God. Now, this word was pretty plain and pretty simple, wasn't it? Now, you know, we need to make things. You'll find that, and I hope that you're in a church that preaches plain and preaches simple and preaches so clearly each and every time that they have Bible study or the church service that Jesus saves. And I hope that you hear those words every time you come together, no matter where the Bible study might be. And you've been around me long enough, if you've listened to this radio program at all, you know that I talk about how Jesus saves. If you'll but tell people that whosoever confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead. If you can go back into Romans and you can start back through there, Romans chapter 3, verse 23, Romans 6, 23, Romans 5, 8. Write these verses down, look them up, and then we'll come back next week and we can visit a little more. Then you get into the 10th chapter, and if you'll read from verse 9 to verse 13, please look through those precious words, and you'll find many things that tell you and draw you unto Jesus. Those words, the Word of God. Wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead shall be saved. Oh, those sweet words of Scripture. Please that you come to Jesus today. You meet him at the cross where he offered his life for yours. You needed to be saved because you need to repent. You know, we have many verses of Scripture. He said here, in 40 days, Nineveh shall be overthrown. You know, we need to face that one of these days you're going to die. There's going to be judgment upon you if you do not come and trust in the Lord Jesus. He wanted these people to turn to him. So he sent a preacher of the Word of God to proclaim to them that in 40 days, that's it. In 40 days. Now, as we've talked about the last couple of weeks, what's going to happen to your life in 40 days? We don't know. You can listen to the news, you can read the newspaper, and you can find anywhere from a baby, an infant. And today, as it's so acceptable and it's no short of murder, the abortion today, that's all it is murder. Don't call it anything else. The doctor that performs its murder, the mother that allows it's the murderer. We need to stand up today and understand that it is murder. And you don't hear me talk much about that because I know what that mother needs. That mother needs Jesus. I know what that doctor needs. That doctor needs Jesus. They both need to be saved. So you see, I preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus. But that doesn't make it right. It's wrong. It's sin and it's murder. And you need to confess that unto the Lord Jesus. And you need to come unto him and be saved and trust the Lord Jesus. You know, if you've had an abortion, if you've done something that's so wrong you don't think anyone can forgive you, he will forgive you if you'll come to him by faith and be saved. Repent of that sin. Repent of that sin and be saved today. Turn your will over to the will of God. Please that you do that. Please that you turn to him today. You know, we have in Matthew chapter 3, verse 2, John the Baptist, he says, "Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand." In Mark chapter 1, verse 15, "The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel." I read these verses last week for you. Mark chapter 6, verse 12, "And they went out and preached that man should repent." In Luke chapter 13 verses 3 says, except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. It tell you the same thing in the fifth verse of that chapter. Acts chapter 2 verse 38. Acts 2:38 tells us, then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Acts chapter 3 verse 19, repent ye therefore and be converted that your sins be blotted out. Acts 17:30, God commandeth that all men everywhere should repent. In Acts 26:20, repent and turn to God. Do you hear that message? Jonah went with a message that he was sent into Nineveh to give, and that is, in 40 days you'll be overthrown. In 40 days you'll be overthrown. Now, it's sad to say that they didn't listen. That Jonah did not listen. Jonah did not pay attention to the seriousness of the call that he received from God. God said in verse 2, arise, go to Nineveh. He told him what to say, cry against that city, for their wickedness has come up before me. But Jonah rose up to flee. And you know, we, every one of us, have a decision to make each and every day, every hour of every day, whether we're going to walk after the presence and the will of God. Now, if you haven't come to Jesus and been saved, you're still walking in your own will and your own wickedness. Now, you may match up with the best person that ever went to church by your actions, the things that you appear to do and all those things. But I'll tell you what, you're born in sin. And by being born into sin, you are wicked and you need to be saved. I don't care what that outer coat looks like. You know that the ugliest man can put on the prettiest outfit, and you can have your appearance totally, completely changed. You can have a hairpiece put on. You can have your face redone. You can go to the gym and build muscles. You can do anything you want to do, and you won't even look like yourself when you get done. And so, boy, now I'm what I want to be. And ladies, you can do the same thing. You can put the makeup on. You can put the dress on. You can do so many things to be what you think is perfect, and you're still a filthy sinner. And you still need Jesus. I don't care what position you have. I don't care if you're a pastor of a church. If you haven't come by faith to Jesus Christ today, you're still lost. You're condemned, and you're going to be sent to hell upon when judgment comes. And that judgment will come. Now, if you're still breathing today, you have an opportunity to come to Jesus. Please, that you confess your sin. Come to Jesus. Say, Jesus, I realize I'm a sinner, and I realize there's nothing I can do. And I need to repent of my sin. Please, will you save me? And He will. It's just not words that blurt out of your mouth. It's got to be a heart condition. It's got to be a heart change. Now, please, that you do that today. Please come to Jesus and be saved. And you know those words, as he was sent out, he rose up. Jonah went the right way. But again, he didn't understand the importance. He didn't realize that there was a whole city that was hinging upon his going unto that city and proclaim to it. He ran away. Now, I can run away from my responsibilities here at the church. I cannot preach the gospel. You know, if I'd stop preaching the gospel, if I'd stop preaching about the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, if I would stop preaching that whosoever confess with thy mouth, and that's whoever, will come, and if I'd stop preaching the truth of the Word of God, and this may just shock you to no end that there are churches and there are preachers that do not preach the truth. Don't accept it just because the preacher preaches it. Don't accept it just because the teacher teaches it. Accept it because you know it to be the truth, because you've poured over the Word of God. And you can pour over the Word of God, and you'll know that you're lost. If you go into the Word of God today, and you'll stay in and go into that sweet book of John. Oh, just read through that wonderful book. It won't be too long that you'll realize the condition of your heart, and you need to be saved. Truly read that book. You can't read the Word of God. Oh, you can read a commentary about the Word of God. You can read some man's comments about the Word of God. You can listen to a man talk about the Word of God. But if you get your nose and your eyes and your ears into the Word of God, I guarantee it's going to convict your heart. And you're either going to get saved or you're going to get out of the Word of God. It's going to be that simple. Now, I ask you that you get in the Word of God and you get saved. And you can do that by searching that Word, and it'll penetrate your heart. People today stay away from the Word of God and away from the truth of God because they don't like the filthiness that it shows them. It shows in their heart and their condition. And I ask today that you look to that. Now, Jonah didn't realize And I hope there's never a time that I take the preaching of the Word of God lightly. That I think that what I have to say nobody cares about. Because that's not my responsibility to see if somebody cares or not. My responsibility is to proclaim the truth, the Word of God. And that's what we use this radio ministry for, is to proclaim the truth, the Word of God, that you can recognize your sin, that you'll be saved, and you'll turn your will to the will of God, because when you have the relationship with Jesus that you need to have, the personal relationship, then you will trust in Jesus. The Holy Spirit comes to live within you, as the Word of God tells us. And then you become a child of God. And upon becoming a child of God, then you will turn your will to His will. And you can do that. And you'll have the help of the Holy Spirit. He will help you as you pore over the Word of God. And that Word of God will teach you the way, the truth, please. You know, it's such a glorious thing as we study and look at the Word of God each time. And I know that you've heard me say this many times, but I love this verse of Scripture in John 14:6. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Please, meet Jesus. Meet Him at the cross and be saved. Oh, you know, this running away, this running away from the will of God, this running away from what God has called us to do. God has called you to be saved. He is calling out, He is pleading with you right now to be saved. Now, I love hearing from you folks. There's not many times, many weeks that go by that I haven't heard from somebody that's listening to the radio program. I just praise God for that. It's His doing. My purpose is to proclaim the truth. My goal is to proclaim the truth. And I pour over the Word of God that we speak the truth, the Word of God. But you know, I look at this man Jonah, and I see me so many times because I'll run away from what God wants me to do. He's called me to do something, and I'll run away from it. And I know that I'm not the only one that's ever done that. If you have not trusted in Jesus today, you're running away from God. If you've trusted in Jesus and you're truly saved and God's called you to do something, and there's one thing He's called you to do, number one, after you're saved, you should be baptized. You need to come and be baptized. Every time the Scripture speaks of salvation, then very immediately following a salvation, the personal relationship with Jesus Christ, meet Him. The day you meet Jesus, then following that, it's time to be baptized. Now, that doesn't have anything to do with your salvation, because you're saved by faith, by trusting in Jesus. But it is a command of God. And a command of God, if you're a child of God, you ought to listen to. You ought to listen to Jesus. Jesus tells you in His Word to be baptized. Be saved and be baptized. And so I ask you that you follow the Lord in baptism. Something else He commands you to do, and that's get in the house of God. Do not forsake the assembling. As we read each week in Hebrews. You need to be in the house of God. Don't think you can sit at home studying your own Bible and be in God's will, because you can't. And all of a sudden, you've got a little different picture of Jonah here. Jonah ran away. Well, what are you doing? What are you doing today? Are you sitting in a liberal church that's not preaching the gospel? You don't even remember anybody being saved? You have no invitation at the end of the service? What kind of a church are you sitting in right now? Or are you just sitting at home? Well, if you're sitting at home, or if you're in a liberal church that doesn't preach the Word of God, you are not in the will of God if you're a child of God. If you're not a child of God, I understand, because you don't know any better. Please come to Jesus. This man Jonah rose up to flee into Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. Went down to Joppa. At least he's running. Most of you folks are sitting. It's a sad, sick world today. And people can compromise. They can change the things that they see and they think about. And Satan is so slick and so quick to come up and to have us want to get together. No, I stand on the truth, the Word of God, and that truth does not bring me together with others. It separates me. It separates me to and with Jesus and with believers that look at the Word of God and study the search the truth, the Word of God. Stand upon that precious Word and the power and the presence and the blood. It's so exciting to look and to be with believers that agree in the Word of God, because they've studied the Word of God. They're not listening blindly. They study the Word and they know the truth. But this man Jonah rose up to flee into Tarshish. You know, sometimes sin blinds us. Laziness will blind us. The desire to worship something besides our precious Heavenly Father is sin, and that blinds us. And the worship I think of is money, is material gain, new house, new car. Change your lifestyle. You'd rather be on the golf course on Sunday morning than you would be in church. You'd rather be on the golf course on Saturday than to spend some time in the Word of God. You just don't have time. I need rest. Yes, you need rest, but the only rest that you need is the rest that Jesus can give you in His precious Word. And you must come and come to know Him, and you must come to trust Him and to walk after Him, that you can have that peace and rest. I know what you're looking for, but you're not going to find it unless you come to Jesus. Jonah rose up. This man's a Christian, preacher of the Word of God. He rose up to flee from the presence of the Lord. As we talked about last week, he went down to Joppa, found a ship going to Tarshish, paid the fare. Always cost you, remember? It'll always cost you when you run away from God. It may cost your children. Maybe they'll never be saved because you're too lazy to get up and get to church. I love the excuse parents use all the time. Oh, I don't need to be there, but my children need to be in church. We've had an awful lot of folks saved because they brought their children to church and they realized their sin and got saved because of it. I praise the Lord for that excuse, I guess. That brings you into the house of God. But don't bring your children, dump them off at the church door, and then pick them up when church is over. You get in there. You listen to that Word of God. Otherwise, you're going to be just like this because you're leaving. You're running. And the cost is very high when you run away from the presence and power of God. Right now, the city of Jonah, the city of Nineveh, and the message Jonah had for them is resting upon Jonah. He has sent a man to proclaim to them, in 40 days you're going to be destroyed, and here sits Jonah. He's running away the other direction. And you know, we say the same thing. I'm going to make this very clear, just to hell with them. Because that's exactly where they're going to go if we don't preach the Word to them. Now, will you wake up? Will you stop being so self-centered? So concerned about your own will and your own way, and turn your way and will unto the Lord Jesus and proclaim His precious Word? Jonah wasn't interested in that. Jonah knew better, but Jonah was blinded by his selfish ways. He was blinded by sin, self-centered. He went down to Joppa. He caught a ship in Tarshish. He paid the fare, and he went down into it to go with them and to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. Oh, my friend, will you wake up? You know, we can't seem to get any further than that, but the church today is so dead and is so self-centered and is so backslidden because it has walked away from the truth, and it would rather compromise than to have the power and the presence of God. And I ask you that you look to the power and the presence of the Lord Jesus. Because I tell you what, you can't run away. And look at verse 4. The Lord sent out a great wind. If you're a child of God, if you're a believer in Jesus Christ and you're sitting at home, or if you're sitting in a liberal church, or if you have decided that some of these ways of today are satisfactory because they will help us to further the gospel. No. The only thing that furthers the gospel is the power of God. And the only thing the only way we can receive the power of God is by following the truth, the Word of God. Don't compromise anything in the Word of God to get along with somebody else, because you've just wiped off the power of God. You've just set it aside. You're saying, I'm more powerful and numbers are more powerful than God is. I'd rather stand alone with God any day than I would somebody that compromises the truth, the Word of God. There'll be somebody searching for you, and he'll find you. The Lord sent out a great wind. He sent to get Jonah. He's going to send after you. May send sickness. I don't know what he's going to send to you. Please wake up. My friend, what are you going to do about this Jesus?